Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, August 15th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Yeah, it's the first day of school for nearly 400,000 students at the LA Unified School District. David Zuniga's daughter Sophia is starting kindergarten in North Hollywood. He's excited about what Sophia will get to do this year.
She just likes to learn, likes to read, and she's, getting past the numbers already. So, she's just happy to learn pretty much.
David Zuniga, he says his daughter Sophia was a little nervous to start the school day, but she and he stayed tear-free. Now, this is also the first day of a school year that will be free of COVID-19 face masks or Zoom classes for students. At least that's what school board member Monica Garcia hopes for.
This year, for the first time in 3 years, it's not about all of the public health safety rules. We actually want to make sure that kids are coming back, feeling safe to come back, and knowing that we're going to help them get back on that learning trajectory.
Yeah, think about it. High school kids who were freshmen when the pandemic shutdown hit in March of 2020 are now starting their senior year. How much learning was lost in that time? That's hard to say, but it could be a lot. And KPCC's Kyle Stokes says the aim of this school year at LA Unified is to get back as much of that lost learning as possible.
On board a bright yellow school bus, Nicholas Ticas is heading toward his first day of fifth grade, gazing out the window, looking ahead to a new school year.
Homework. There's going to be a lot of homework.
And looking back on a really strange elementary school career, like his experience with distance learning.
Not the greatest, because it was harder for people just going on your computer for 3 hours, because your eyes would hurt. It would be easier in person.
How were your grades during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, they were worse, and then when I went back to school, they were a lot better.
LA Unified leaders hope other students can bounce back too, since this year's test scores are likely to show significant drops. In response, the district is investing more than $1 billion into academic and mental health supports. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Now to some important election news. The effort to collect enough valid voter signatures to place a recall of LA County District Attorney George Gascon on the November ballot has failed. The county clerk's office says the recall organizers submitted petitions with only about 520,000 signatures. They needed nearly 567,000. Now, the recall organizers might challenge that finding. They want Gascon out of office. They say his policies are responsible for an uptick in crime stats. Under the DA, prosecutors don't seek the death penalty anymore. They also face prohibitions against filing for sentencing enhancements in most criminal cases. Actor Alec Baldwin, who fatally shot cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Rust movie set last October, has said he did not pull the trigger of the gun that killed her. KPCC's John Horn says a new FBI report raises questions about Baldwin's account.
In an interview with ABC News late last year, Baldwin suggested the gun discharged on its own. The trigger wasn't pulled, the actor said. But the FBI says the gun, which inexplicably was loaded with live ammunition, could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger. Last week's FBI analysis was sent to New Mexico authorities. No criminal charges have yet been filed some 11 months since Baldwin killed Hutchins and wounded the film's director. A number of competing civil lawsuits have placed blame on Baldwin and several Rust crew members, arguing that the production skirted safety laws. New Mexico safety investigators fined their production in April, saying that Hutchins' death was the result of plain indifference to gun safety. I'm John Horn.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is chipping in nearly $12 million so the National Park Service can fix the roads washed out by thunderstorms that rolled over Death Valley National Park about 10 days ago. The desert park got as much rain in a few hours as it typically gets in a year, and the deserts could get more thunderstorms next weekend. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.